You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've got a buddy who's getting kicked out, and I think he might wind up homeless. What does he do? What do I do? How do I help? And where do I start? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Hey there.
And Jed Brewer.
What's going on, guys?
Had a question come in to our inbox. That address is thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Our friend writes in and says, I have a friend who is in danger of getting kicked out of his house and might end up homeless. He's freaked out. I'm freaked out. Neither of us know what to do. It's exactly the kind of question we like dealing with The Bridge Loud, and we have a lot of help for you. And Glenn, if I can get you to kick off with, we have a lot of conceptions about what homelessness is, what it isn't, yeah, and how people get to be there, but you've been doing work in the city for a long time. How does someone actually end up homeless?
Well, the vast majority of people who are dealing with homelessness are people who are simply down on their luck. You know, most of us in the world are a couple of missed paychecks and a couple of missed rent checks away from being homeless. So it's not a big deal. It's not an impossible problem to solve. As you mentioned, in our ministry, the work we do on the streets, we deal with guys who are struggling with homelessness, and there's lots of good alternatives out there.
Absolutely. And Jed, if I can get you to speak to, it's, as Glenn pointed out there, it's easier than you think to become homeless. But another misconception people may have about that is thinking that once you're homeless, that's a status change. You're there forever. And that's not exactly the case, right?
It's not the case at all. I mean, we've been doing this work a long time. The truth is we know dozens upon dozens upon dozens of people personally who have been homeless. They're sleeping in the park. They had nowhere to go. But that was a long time ago. And today you'd never know that about them.
Right.
They live in a nice suburb. They work a nice job. They have a nice house. So it's really important to know that this isn't one of those game-changing kind of things. More people than you think have gone through a season of sleeping in their car and then made some changes and moved on to other things. So we want to be crystal clear as we get started here today that this isn't something for you to feel bad about. It isn't something to feel embarrassed about. It's something we want to address, but it's a problem that has a solution to it. And we can get into that.
I think that's absolutely right, Glenn. I'd love to throw back to you on this idea of a solution, which we're going to look at in later segments. There is a solution. But as we're looking at this right now, as Jed points out, there are a lot of people who have been through this kind of situation. I think it's important not to get the idea of sleeping in your car so blown up in your head that people will do anything to avoid that. That's something people can get themselves involved with. What does that look like?
Well, absolutely. If you imagine I have to avoid that rock bottom situation, you start contemplating lots of things.
The consequence of which may be a lot worse than sleeping in a shelter for a couple nights.
Absolutely right. Speaking as a guy who's been on the inside of Cook County Jail and a guy who's been on the inside of most of the shelters in the Chicago area, you'd much prefer to be in one of those shelters. There's no question about that. But I think that the key thing is recognizing that there are alternatives. As you mentioned, we'll get into that later in the show. But it's not a choice between sleeping in your car or breaking the law. It's really, can I find a nice shelter where I can get myself established and get back on track?
That's exactly right. Especially if you live in a city like Chicago, but even in other places, there's lots of good people who want to help you. And if you're in a situation like that, we want to get you plugged into those resources. If you have a friend who's in a situation like that, we want to give you the tools you can have to A, get them that help, but B, do kind of what we're doing here. Remind them this is not a life-ending thing. This is not, doesn't even have to be a life-changing thing, really. This is a problem. It's a serious problem, yes, but it's one that has a solution.
God, don't let me quit. Yeah.
back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Hello.
And Jed Brewer.
Hey, guys.
Continuing to answer a question for our friend who wrote in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com with a question about a friend who might be kicked out of their house and is facing homelessness. So, Glenn, I'd love to throw to you. You've done a lot of work with people who are down on their luck over the years. Let's paint the picture. Let's say you find yourself 9 a.m., you are officially booted out, you have a backpack full of the things you can carry. What are our next steps?
Well, I think first and foremost, you get out your Yellow Pages, you get out your Google search on your smartphone, you go to a library, you start searching for shelters themselves. But the idea is you go into those shelters, there'll be an intake desk, there'll be a very nice person who's very friendly, that's used to dealing with these problems all day, every day. They won't be shocked by your situation, won't be overwhelmed. What you want to do is be prepared with some questions for them of what's involved in getting in, what are the restrictions. They want to see you be in that facility for a certain length of time, or there are curfews or those kinds of things. If you have more than one shelter in your area that you can look at, you may want to be able to compare those to each other. But I think the part of what we're trying to communicate here is a spirit of going in with a sense of, if you're sick, you go to the hospital. If you don't have a place to stay, you go to a shelter. It's a temporary thing. It's part of life. We don't want to remove the stigma from that and be assertive in trying to deal with that problem rather than letting it get out of control.
Absolutely. And it's worth pointing out, reiterating again, you are going to find people who want to help. That's why people take these jobs. Nobody just says, I want to work at a homeless shelter just so I can feel better about where I live.
Right. That's
just
right.
Judge on some people. Just, you know, I live in a one-bedroom, but I feel a lot better after a strong day at work. It's full of, and this is whether it's a spiritual program or not one, these are good-hearted people who want to help. And Jed, what are the kind of things we're going to want to figure out if a program offers? Let's say I am helping my buddy who has dealt with this. What are the kind of things I'm going to want to be able to help him look for? Because his head is probably swimming. So if I can help him, what can I do?
That's a great question. Well, part of what we found is homelessness very rarely occurs in a vacuum. It's very rare that every other area of your life is going great, but then boom, homeless.
Right.
You know, I mean, sometimes.
I was so busy making this Mercedes payment, I forgot to pay the rent 3 months in a row.
That's not how that works.
So, you know, if you're facing homelessness, and again, it's nothing to feel bad about, but the odds are there's probably other things going on too, right? One of those might be maybe you don't have a steady, reliable source of income. Okay, so one of the things that we might want to look at is a shelter that can help you with that, that maybe has some job training or some job placement attached to it. They know how to help get you connected with employers and prospective jobs. Because the thing is, once you have a stable place to stay for a few weeks and you're able to get a job and start getting paychecks, now you can get a place of your own. You're not homeless anymore. It's great. You know, you've done it. But not only have you done it, you're in a better place than you were before, because now you're in a stable place and you've got a job and we can start moving forward.
That's absolutely right. We want to be clear. Shelters, for the most part, are not a place where you just sleep during the night and then go off and do anything in the morning. It's full of people who want to help. There are programs. There are specific programs for people like veterans, people with medical needs, people with mental health needs, particularly women, young people. There's all sorts of stuff set up for all those kinds of people. So as we said, this is the kind of thing that can happen to anyone.
Rhythmic, you're not good.
We're back on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock, that's with a W.
Hardcore, and Jed Brewer.
And or roll.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write in there with your questions as well. Or if you just want to tell us we're doing a great job, that's fine too.
We'll take praise. We don't care.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we had a friend write in saying they have a buddy who is possibly facing looking down the barrel of homelessness. And Glenn, I'd love to get you to speak to, we may all not have been facing homelessness, but we've all been down on our luck. We've all hit a hitch in our plan.
Right.
That gives you a certain thoughts about the kind of person you are and the kind of world you live in. And how do we fight back against that? Because that's really one of the bigger problems here.
Well, absolutely. I think, the truth is, all of us on this podcast at one time or another have found ourselves at the bottom of life.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, when we got there, what we found were good people who loved us, and they loved us because God loves us.
Amen.
You've figured out, if you listen to this show for a while, our thing is this Jesus thing. We're on that, and that's how we do, and that's what drives us. That's why we're here helping you. That's why we want to give you this encouragement, and that's what we found when we hit that rock bottom in our own lives, is we found that God was there for us. We believe that that's what you will discover as well in what you're dealing with. But it's important to get out of the house, get out of the situation you're in, get out away from that negativity and start working the solutions that we're talking about here.
That's entirely right. And Jed, I'd love to get you to speak to the fact that these solutions are a lot of times a lot simpler than we think. As Glenn mentioned, we've helped a lot of people out of a lot of hairy situations, and pretty much every one of them starts with finding the right number and making a phone call.
No question about it. No question about it. Look, if your friend is facing this, they can handle it. They can make it through this. If you're facing this, you can handle this. You can make it through this. And you're absolutely right. We got to start with step one. Step one here is a phone call. We can't solve it all in one go. We don't need to solve it all in one go. All we need is enough courage to make one phone call. And if you're listening to this right now, you're already halfway there. So it's a matter of knowing which number to call, picking up the phone and saying, here's my situation. Here's what I'm dealing with. But Matt, that makes me wonder, are there numbers we can think of they could call?
Absolutely not. Oh, wait. We found some.
Good.
We got a collection. There are, as we mentioned, there are a ton of shelters in the Chicagoland area. There are a lot of great ones. We're going to give you some basic ones, some ones we can personally recommend. If you're in the west suburbs, we can definitely point you towards Wayside Cross in Aurora. Ooh. That phone number is 630-892-4239. That number again, 630-892-4239 for Wayside Cross in Aurora. Here in the city, we do a ton of work with the very good people at Cornerstone Community Outreach in the Uptown neighborhood of Chicago, 773-271-8163. That number again, 773-271-8163 for Cornerstone Community Outreach. If you're not in either of those areas, or if you have a friend who's somewhere else, the Department of Housing and Urban Development has a 24-hour homeless and crisis hotline. That number is 800-654-8595. That's anywhere in Illinois, anywhere in the United States. 800-654-8595. If you can dial a phone, you can be the first step in helping someone through this problem.
You can do it.
You. This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's two for Tuesday. I always wanted to say that on the radio.
All right, and Jed Brewer.
Is it Thirsty Thursdays?
That's a different thing.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
So we've been giving you some really, these guys have been giving you some great stuff all night on dealing with the problem of a friend who might be facing homelessness, might be down on their luck. We've given you the great basics. We've given you all you need to really help someone or help yourself. But now we bring you a bonus segment.
Ooh.
An important segment, a secret segment, if you will. Don't tell anyone about this segment. They'll ignore you. This is the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
Glenn, as we've mentioned many times, we've been doing this kind of work for a long time in the city in pretty intense environments. Is there one thing you would tell someone if you want to make this go to the next level, make it go easier and smoother, here's the thing you need?
Patience. Number one, patience. This is a problem that wasn't created overnight. It won't be solved overnight, but that's okay. If you are in a hurry, it's going to create a lot of sort of artificial stress that doesn't need to be there. Take your time with that. Have a long-term plan, stuff that will take maybe months to work out. Again, a good shelter, as we were talking about, can help you with that. And for me, the way that I get that patience is prayer. And I put a lot into that to get it because I'm not a patient person. If you're stuck in this situation and you're already sick and tired of it, I can relate to that. But if you have a spiritual source of strength that can allow you to be powered through that, it's going to make it a lot easier.
That's right. I've seen Glenn just eat a bag of raw popcorn seeds because, quote, I don't have time for this.
That's right.
But, Jed, let's play that out. I think it's exactly right. Let's say you, your friend, someone is at that moment where they're going to lose their patience, where we've all been. What's the kind of thing you remind yourself, you remind someone else to say, let's stick it out, let's keep going?
Well, I think one thing we want to look at is how are we doing today versus how we were doing last week, last month, last year? Mm-hmm. If you have a roof over your head today and you didn't last month, you're doing better today than you were last month. There's no doubt about that. And so I think we need to celebrate the little improvements along the way. You know, the question that came from a friend of a person, if you're that friend, take them out for a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. If they've made it a week at the shelter, take them out for a cheeseburger. You need to celebrate that. We got to celebrate the little victories along the way. If you're working your steps, if you're doing the stuff that you need to do, as Glenn's saying, if you're exercising that patience, getting that strength from the Lord, you will get where you're going. This will happen. It's not a variable. But you need to celebrate along the way to have some gas in the tank so that you can be patient.
Absolutely. One last thing. We work a lot with folks in recovery groups that refer to shooting themselves.
Yeah.
That's the big enemy to this whole thing. It's a big enemy to patience. Think, well, I shouldn't have to be in a shelter. I shouldn't have to be working this job. I shouldn't have to be doing this. All that's going to rob you of your joy. It's going to rob you of happiness. As Jed's saying, you are doing well. You are improving. We're proud of you. It's important to celebrate those victories, and we definitely want to do that with you.
The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Rock of Love.